Before we jump into today's deep dive, we want to thank our supporter, SafeServer.
Yeah, SafeServer handles the hosting of this kind of software and helps with your digital transformation.
You can find more information at www.safeserver.de. Thank you, SafeServer.
Okay, so let's get into it. Have you ever felt like you're just constantly chasing updates online?
Oh, absolutely. It's like information overload, but also scattered.
Yeah, scattered is a good word. Like one site makes you use their app, another needs you to visit their page. Maybe a specific creator is only on one platform.
It's exhausting. You spend more time hunting than actually reading or watching.
Exactly. And, you know, I remember when things were simpler, like with RSS feeds, you just, you know, subscribed and the updates came to you.
Mm-hmm. That streamlined approach, pulling everything into your space, your reader.
Yeah.
It's definitely become harder to find. A lot of platforms don't really want that anymore.
They prefer you stay inside their walls.
Right. Which brings us nicely to today's topic.
It does. That whole frustration is why we're doing a deep dive into a tool called RSS Bridge today. And our info, just so you know, comes straight from the source, the project's own GitHub repository and its main website.
So our mission here is pretty straightforward. We want to unpack what RSS Bridge actually is.
Understand why it's, well, kind of necessary now in this current web mess.
And really show how you can use it to maybe take back a bit of control over how you get your information, especially if you're new to this sort of thing.
Right. Making it clear for everyone.
Okay. So let's talk about that web mess first.
Mm-hmm.
The why. The problem RSS Bridge is trying to solve. I mean, the source material definitely gives off a vibe of real annoyance.
Yeah, you can sense the frustration that so many websites and big platforms are, well, deliberately making it difficult to follow them easily.
They're ditching standard feeds or hiding them away somewhere. It really feels like they're building these, what people call walled gardens.
Mm-hmm. And the logic behind those walls from the company side is pretty clear. It's about control.
Control over.
Over your whole experience. What you see, how you see it, the ads you get shown. And, of course, collecting data on what you do inside their garden.
Right.
When they swap out simple open standards like RSS for their own, you know, custom APIs or systems, the project description mentions this, they're basically blocking outside tools.
Like my feed reader.
Exactly. Your feed reader, your preferred way of getting info, can't easily tap into their system anymore. It forces you onto their turf, playing by their rules.
Okay, so that's the headache. Information is there, but it's locked up or spread all over the place. So RSS Bridge, how does it fix this?
Well, the project puts it really simply. It's the RSS feed for websites missing it.
Ah, so it literally fills that gap.
It does. Think of it as a special kind of web application. It's written in PHP, technically. Its core job is to go out to those websites that don't have feeds.
The ones causing the problems.
Precisely. It looks for the new stuff, new articles, posts, videos, whatever it is, and then it translates or formats that information into standard feed formats.
Like RSS or Atom.
Exactly. RSS, Atom. The kinds of formats that your feed reader or other compatible tools can actually understand and display.
Okay, that makes sense. But wait, how does it know how to do that for
Well, potentially thousands of different websites. They're all built differently.
Ah, that's the clever part. It uses something called bridges.
Bridges, okay.
Yeah, think of each bridge as a specific mini program or script. It's custom built with instructions just for one particular website or online service.
So like one bridge for Twitter user posts, another for a YouTube channel.
Exactly like that. Mm-hmm. It knows exactly where to look on that specific site to find the latest updates. It literally bridges the gap between that site, which has no feed, and your feed reader, which needs one.
Got it. So it's a collection of these custom adapters.
A big collection. The documentation mentions there are, get this, 447 bridges available.
Wow. 447. That's a lot.
It really is. And that number tells you two things, right? First, just how common this problem of missing feeds actually is.
Yeah, clearly. And second, how much work the community around this project has put in to create solutions. You find bridges for all sorts of things mentioned in the sources following Mastodon users, specific Reddit users or whole subreddits, YouTube channels, Telegram channels, even TikTok usernames.
So a huge range.
Definitely. And another cool thing is if you decide to run RSS Bridge yourself, you get to choose exactly which of these bridges you want to activate and use. You don't have to have all 447 cluttering things up.
Okay, 447 bridges, that's impressive. So let's say a bridge does its job. It goes to, I don't know, a news site without a feed, finds new articles. What do I actually get at the end?
You get the updates formatted neatly as a feed file.
Okay.
The most common formats you'd use for just, you know, reading the updates in an app are ATOM and RSS. That's what most feed readers are built to consume.
Right.
But RSS Bridge is actually more flexible. It can also give you the output as, say, simple HTML.
Like just a basic web page list.
Yeah, exactly. Or it can output JSON or even plain text.
Why would you need those?
Well, those formats are really useful if you want to do something more technical with the data, maybe feed it into a different script you've written or integrate it into another dashboard or application. The point is flexibility.
So you choose how you want to use the information it gathers.
That's the idea. Whether it's reading, processing, whatever works best for you.
Now, this sounds really powerful, but maybe a little intimidating. If you're listening and thinking, okay, this is cool, but do I need to be some kind of server admin to use it?
That's a fair question. And the good news is, not necessarily. You don't have to install and manage it yourself, especially not right at the start.
Also.
The project actually provides an officially hosted instance. It's like a public version you can just use.
Oh, cool. Where?
The UR mentioned is https.rss-bridge.org, bridge01. You can just go there, pick a bridge you want to try, fill in the details, and get a feed URL back. It's a great way to just test it out.
Okay, so there's an easy entry point. But what if I do want to run my own? Maybe I want more control or privacy.
Absolutely. Self-hosting is definitely an option, and the documentation covers it. There are various ways to set it up. You could install the PHP files on, like, standard shared web hosting.
Okay.
Or you could use something like Docker, which packages everything up neatly. We don't need to get bogged down in the how-to right now for a beginner.
Right. Keep it high level.
Exactly. The main takeaway is that self-hosting is possible. And the big advantage, as the source points out, is you get full control over which bridges are displayed and how it's configured. Total control.
Makes sense. What about other features? If I'm running it myself or even using that public one, are there other things it can do? The docs mentioned something about password protection.
Yeah, that's important. You can password protect your instance.
Why would you do that?
Well, if you're generating feeds maybe from private sources or you just don't want anyone else using your server's resources, you can lock it down. The source mentions using a specific token or standard HTTP basic authentication.
Okay, security options. Good. Anything else?
Another really key feature is caching.
Caching. Like saving stuff temporarily.
Exactly. Think about it. If your feed reader asks RSS Bridge for updates every 15 minutes, you don't want RSS Bridge hitting the original website every single time. That's inefficient and might even get your server blocked by the target site.
Ah, right. Too many requests.
Precisely. So caching means RSS Bridge fetches the updates from the source website, say, once an hour, and saves a copy. Then, when your feed reader asks, RSS Bridge just gives it the saved copy. Much faster, much less load on the original site.
Smart, like a little buffer.
Yeah, exactly. And the project mentions different ways to store that cache simple files, a small database like SQLite, or even faster options like Memcached if you have that set up. It makes the whole thing much more robust.
Okay, this is all starting to paint a really clear picture. Let's circle back then to the listener. For you listening right now, what does all this stuff about RSS Bridge, bridges, caching, what does it actually mean for your day-to-day online experience?
Well, fundamentally, it means you don't have to just sit back and accept how platforms decide to feed you information, or if they decide to feed you information easily.
It gives you options.
It gives you options, exactly. This tool lets you actively bypass a lot of those walled gardens we talked about. You can pull updates from all sorts of places, social media, news sites that drop their feeds, forums, whatever, and bring them all together into your space.
Your feed reader or maybe some other tool you like.
Right. It's about making information aggregation efficient again. Saving you time, saving you clicks, reducing that feeling of being overwhelmed by having to check 10 different places.
Which helps you stay informed, but on your terms.
On your terms. That's the core of it. It's genuinely a way to reclaim a little bit of, let's say, digital autonomy in how you consume information online. And, you know, thinking about this, it does raise a bigger question, doesn't it? In this landscape where platforms seem to want more control, not less, over content access, how vital are tools like RSS Bridge becoming? Are they essential, maybe, for keeping the web somewhat open and for maintaining our own personal information sovereignty? Something to think about.
That's a great point to ponder. And it wraps up our deep dive into RSS Bridge for today. We really hope this gave you a clear understanding of what it is, the problem it solves, and maybe how it could be useful for you.
Yeah, remember, the goal here is just to give you the key insights, the main ideas, quickly so you can decide if it's something you want to dig into more yourself.
And of course, once again, a big thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive.
SafeServer helps with hosting this kind of software and supports your digital transformation journey.
Find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Thanks, SafeServer.
Until the next deep dive.